Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Well, good day to Grenada, Caracol, Piedmont, Nate, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance, and today I will be talking to the Controller of Inland Revenue, and we will be talking about a number of things. Many of you know who it is, and those of you who don't know, it's Mr. Michael Stephen. He's no stranger to Inside Finance. You've been here before, and look, you know, there's a lot happening in Inland Revenue, and helping us to understand what is going on there and how the government is doing when it comes to income and expenditure within the Inland Revenue. They are one of the biggest collectors for government when it comes to government revenue. So we'll be talking to him about what's happening in there. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Michael Stephen.
Thank you, Pastor. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Speak to the general public on matters of Inland Revenue Division.
Explain to us what is the Inland Revenue.
Well, the Inland Revenue Division is a division within the Ministry of Finance that is legislatively tasked with the responsibility of collecting taxes inland. So, as you know, there is the Customs Division. The Customs Division collects taxes on the border, at the ports. Mm. But the Inland Revenue Division collects taxes domestically. So, and essentially, that is what the Inland Revenue does.
All the taxes within?
Yes, within.
All right.
Like income tax, corporate income tax, you know, the VAT, property taxes, annual stamp tax, and so forth.
How long have you been within that department?
Well, currently, as Comptroller, I've been Comptroller since February of 2017. Prior to that, I was a Deputy Comptroller of Inland Revenue for a period of about 6 months. And before that, I was in the division of the Macroeconomic Policy Unit, where I was a senior policy analyst. So currently I'm tasked with responsibility of guiding and managing the affairs of the Inland Revenue Division.
So you have worked your way up the ladder to get to where you are. You just didn't arrive.
That's correct. So, I put in the work.
Right. So it means that you have a good understanding of the Inland Revenue Department and what is required.
Yes. Over the last year, it has been a steep learning curve. I'm still learning because, you know, learning is a continuous process. So, you know, as time goes by, I would, you know, increase my knowledge of the division in order to effectively carry out the mandate of the Inland Revenue Division.
What was your biggest challenge going into that responsibility of controller?
The biggest challenge was the understanding the tax laws, the legislation, and properly implementing them. Because if you don't implement the laws properly, you will have problems with the taxpaying public, especially the large taxpayers. Some of them are very astute. They study the law intently because they don't want to pay taxes that they're not supposed to pay. They don't want to be in a situation where they will find themselves in arrears and they can't get out of it. So my biggest challenge was, you know, properly implementing and understanding the laws that govern tax administration.
Okay. Why were amnesty granted in 2007? And for what areas? Because I knew that governor was a big thing and it was pushed by the department. Could you explain that to us?
Inland Revenue Division is currently in a reform phase. It's ongoing. And our investigations revealed that the compliance rates were low in some of the tax types, and registration among businesses was low as well. So we formulated a compliance strategy that was geared to address those areas, the registration and the compliance rate of the annual stamp tax. So between the period January and March of 2017, we implemented the registration amnesty. So businesses were able to come in that have not registered and register the businesses, and they were waived the penalty for not registering, which is $2,500. So that was waived. Then between the period April to June of 2017, we implemented the filing amnesty for annual stamp tax. So businesses come in and filed their annual stamp tax returns without being penalized in that period. The registration amnesty was successful in that over 600 new businesses became registered with the Inland Revenue Division. The filing amnesty, however, was not that successful, and we are still engaging activities to elevate that rate at this point in time.
It also helped to bring more revenue into government, I would think.
Yes, because once you have the businesses registered, then they are in the tax net and they will start paying their necessary taxes, the annual stamp tax and so forth. So it is very beneficial to have the businesses registered and in the tax net, because that will definitely improve the revenue collections, and it has, actually.
One of the big things in the past 2 years, the customer service has improved dramatically within the Inland Revenue Department. Please give us some insight how that came about, and what did you all do to change the attitude of your own workers within the department?
Well, the thing is, we realized that the education of the public and the taxpaying public in general is very important, because when people are aware of things, then they can do what is right to be done. So what we did was we engaged the private sector. We brought them in and had roundtable discussions with them, and we educated them on what their duties and responsibilities are with regards to paying their taxes on time and so forth. And if they were to find themselves in a situation where they were in arrears, then what avenues were available to them in order to get themselves out of those arrears situations. So by engaging the taxpayers, we were able to let them know what is required. In terms of the internal side, the employees of Inland Revenue, because of the ongoing engagement with taxpayers, they are now able to have a better communication flow between themselves and the taxpaying public. That was able to also enhance the collections.
The customer friendliness of your staff is much improved. Give us some insight into this, because people speak about it. Your customer service is no longer, you feel like those guys coming to destroy your business. Cause that's what you used to feel. It may not be that way, but it used to feel that way. They're coming to take everything from you, and they really don't care. Now, the attitude is that they care, they want to see you do good. If there is a problem, they find a way to help you to make sure that things work for you. So there has been a dramatic shift, and the business community has responded in saying so. So talk to us about what did you do, or what did the department do to help that to change in such a dramatic way?
Well, the thing is, from internally, we held discussions internally with our staff, right? We told them that, you know, this is a family thing, because we are all one in Grenada. We don't set out to destroy businesses. In fact, we want to enhance business activity in Grenada, and it's a circular thing, because once businesses are happy and they have a well functioning relationship with the Inland Revenue Division, then they will pay their taxes on time. The taxes will come into government coffers, and government will be able to generate and provide the necessary public goods to the population. So, you know, in that vein, you know, the circular effect of the relationship is important.
The other thing that has improved, the property tax collection, that is improving. What is responsible for that?
You know, property tax is an area that has plagued the government for some time, because it's a tax that the taxpaying public will feel least likely to pay.
Why?
I want to think is because it's property, and people think that if you don't pay it, then the government will not come and do anything about it. They won't come and take back my property. You know, they will not come and take it away from me. So people tend, you know, not to pay their property taxes. So we went on a PR drive to educate the public on you know, the benefits of paying their property tax on time. In fact, there is a 5% rebate that you receive if you pay your property tax by the end of June of the current year, right? So if you pay on time, you get a 5% rebate. You can pay it in installments, right? But you must pay the full amount of the tax that's owed in that year in order to get your 5% rebate. The property tax deadline is actually in August of the year. So you will not get penalized for not paying by the end of June, but definitely you'll get penalized for not paying after the end of August. Mm-hmm. In fact, there is a 20% charge that's applied if you pay after the end of August, and there is a 1.5% penalty that goes on every month if you continue to be in a situation where you are in a liability situation with your property tax.
In other words, the improvement has come because, one, you've gone on the drive, mm-hmm. and two, you think the public is better educated?
That's right. The PR drive to educate them on when they should pay, what are the benefits of paying before June and paying before August. And, the fact that, property taxes are a thing that generates revenue for the country and helps the government to provide the necessary goods and services going forward.
But when it comes to persons who may own a piece of land and it's will to them, but they are not given it yet, who is responsible? The land is will. Is a person who is willing, the land is still responsible until they finally turn it over to the person who owned the who they're giving the land to?
The responsibility of paying the taxes resides with the person that owns the land. So until the land is actually transferred to the other party, the ownership will reside with the owner of the land. So there are wills. People write wills, and they gift lands to relatives and friends and so forth. But until the actual transfer of the property occurs, the ownership will not be transferred.
When land is in dispute, who is responsible?
Well, it's between the persons involved, the owners, the disputing party, and it would be advisable for those persons to get legal advice on the matter, because it's the laws that will eventually settle these disputes. They cannot be settled between the disputing parties by themselves. I mean, they can come to a situation where they can agree, my father left this land for you and not me, but I am willing to give you a portion, and they can do that, but they should also involve the legal practitioners to help them to get these things done properly.
And out of that, if they continue with it, whoever finally owned the land, get the land, would have to pay the property taxes.
That's right. The owner of the property is the one that's responsible for paying the property tax. I mean, although other persons can pay a property tax for you, but if we were to pursue the property tax, we'll go to the owner of the property.
The other question is, there are people who occupy a person's land for a period of time, maybe 10, 15 years, but the person is paying, not the person who is working the land, the person who owned the land is paying their property tax, doing all that they need to do. Mm-hmm. And persons sometimes feel that they own the person land because they're on the land for a period of time. The person didn't come and say anything. Maybe the person abroad, but they're paying their property tax.
Mm-hmm. No. The property resides with the owner, the legal owner of the property, until such time that the property changes hands legally. That is an important point that needs to be known.
It's not the person who's just staying on the land.
No,
it resides with the person who had the legal property,
right,
for the land.
The legal deed and ownership of that land.
Right. And they could persons often say, well, I've been living here for 15 or 25 years.
Yeah, well, people do that. But legally, they would not own the land by just working the land or being on the land for an extended period of time.
Okay. What is the annual due date for payment of property tax?
Well, actually, I mentioned that a while ago. The due date is end of August of the current
year.
Yes,
you did.
Right. Mm. So, as I said before, if you pay your property tax after that date, then there will be a 20% charge and then a 1.5% interest will accrue on the outstanding balance until you pay it off. Right. So,
So the end of August?
Yes, the end of August is actually the due date for paying property tax annually.
Okay. One of the big things that had happened in the past 4 years is a surge of revenues. What is the reason for this, and what is the amount? Because it seems that government, the treasury have money, as we would say. And the government seems to be paying its bill on time. And persons have not been complaining that government not paying them. So what is responsible for that surge in revenue in the past 4 years?
Yes, there has been a surge in revenue over the past 4 years, and it's primarily because of increased economic activity and improved compliance among our taxpaying public. Also, the PR has also helped, and the engagement with taxpayers in roundtable discussions. Also, the structure adjustment program that was implemented between 2014 and 2017 also laid the foundation that enhanced the fiscal situation so that revenues grew over the period. In fact, if we look at the period 2014 to 2017, in 2014 we collected $251 million. In 2017 we collected $337 million.
Wow.
So the revenue grew by 34%. It increased by 34% over that period. During those period of time, in 2015, we collected $265 million, 2016, $315 million. The revenues have improved, and as I said, increased economic activity has contributed significantly to that, and the improved compliance of taxpayers. Because of the introduction of the Tax Administration Act in 2016, that streamlined the implementation of the different tax laws in Grenada, the Income Tax Act and the Value-Added Tax Act and so forth. So, the revenues have been improving, and we anticipate that the revenues will continue to improve over time.
So, are you meeting your targets?
Yes, we have been meeting and exceeding our targets over that period of time, annually and monthly as well.
Monthly too?
Yes.
So, it means then that the structural adjustment, and with the work that you have done within the department, it is hitting its target, but also surpassing it.
That's right.
So it means that you are on a good path.
That's right.
All right. What are the plans for 2018 to improve the performance of the Inland Revenue Department? What are some of the things you all have in the pipeline? What are some of the things you could tell us about that the public should be aware of?
Well, we want to continue to implement the compliance strategy, and that is primarily gauged at improving voluntary compliance among the taxpaying public. So we don't want to be in a situation where the taxpayers are being forced to pay the taxes. They must voluntarily pay. They must come in on time and pay before the due date so that they will not incur penalties and interest. In addition to that, we want to ensure that the experience that the taxpayers have when paying their taxes is an improved experience. It will be easier. In fact, going forward, we want to enhance the online paying e-services platform so that persons can actually go online and pay their taxes from wherever they are. Right? They can go, they can register, they can file, and they can pay online. So we want to enhance that experience, because in some countries around the world, you have a situation where taxpayers don't even go into the Inland Revenue Division in that country. They do all the transactions online. So we want to get to the stage where we can do that in Grenada. And we are working assiduously towards doing that.
So that's one.
And in addition to that, we also want to continue enhancing our collections.
Oh, well, that is a big thing. So what are some of the things that we should look for that you may be doing in the coming year?
We will have more PR, we will want to go into the field to actually engage the taxpayer. We had something that was called the tax caravan, where we went around the island and we engaged taxpayers one-on-one, face-to-face, actually. And we intend to continue that kind of thing, where we engage taxpayers and continue to educate them. So that they will have this kind of family feel in terms of The interaction with the Inland Revenue Division. So it's more of enhancing the relationship between Inland Revenue and the taxpaying public.
Let's say a business person having some challenges with their taxes. What are the procedures they should follow to come and talk to the Inland Revenue to resolve the issue?
Well, what they should do is write. They can write to the Comptroller of Inland Revenue. They can also write to the Minister of Finance, who has ultimate oversight of the Ministry of Finance. And they can come in and have a discussion with the officers in the Ministry of Finance. That discussion will determine what their tax status is. And if it's in a situation where they're in arrears, then we can negotiate how they can exit that status. You know, what procedures we can activate in order to get them out of a situation where they're in a tax array situation.
So it's a matter for them to making themselves available to talk to Inland Revenue Department?
Yes, I mean, come in and let's have the discussion so we can resolve whatever problems they may have.
All right, so where do we go from here?
I want to encourage businesses out there who are not registered, are still not registered, they should come in and register with the Inland Revenue Division, as I said, to be able to be in a situation where they are tax compliant. Because paying your taxes, as I said before, you know, it contributes to government's revenues, and government will be able to provide the necessary public goods to the population. So, we want to encourage that type of thing.
Okay, great. All right, you've been listening to Mr. Michael Stephen, Controller of the Inland Revenue Department, one of the departments that are collecting a whole lot of money for government, and that includes, because also Customs has been doing very well too.
Yes, Customs has been doing extremely well. I think you should have a conversation with the Controller of Customs, and he will enlighten you on the details and the activities.
Matter of fact, next week he should be one of the persons I will be talking with.
Okay,
about what is happening, because I think helping us to see, because at the end of the day you could see government and the country is benefiting from government having more revenue, therefore the bills are paid.
That's right.
The roads are fixed.
That's right.
You know, and government debts are paid, and we are not selling assets or anything to pay our salaries and so forth. So that in itself, it is very good, and I want to congratulate you and your department for the hard work you all been doing, but also the improved customer service that you have in your department, and the friendliness you feel now when you walk into the department, that is not them and us. It feel like, hey, let's solve the problem, let's see how we could resolve it. And I want to congratulate you and your staff for the brilliant work you all have been doing.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, it's a team effort. Myself and the team, Ms. Julian, Mr. Cadet, Ms. Lewis, you know, they are a strong team, and they help me in managing the affairs of the Inland Revenue Division.
That was the man himself, Mike Stephen. He's the Controller of Inland Revenue Department, and I've been talking to him about what's happening within the department. As you have heard for yourself, they're doing well, collecting good revenue for government, but also you, the listening public, have been very helpful in helping them to accomplish this task by paying your bills on time, as you would say, and being able to talk to them. The businesses were making themselves available to help them understand what's happening within the business and if they can resolve the issues. And as Mike said, do not be afraid to come in and talk with them. It's critical, right? Come in and talk so they can help you solve your problem. I am Stanford Simon. I thank you again, Michael Stephen, for coming and talk with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, you have a great week. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for being with me here on Inside Finance as we have shared and listened to Inland Revenue with the Controller there of Mr. Michael Stephen. I am Stanford Simon. Wishing you a very blessed, enjoyable, and fulfilling day. Join me next week. Go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com. Also, go to the government website. You'll have all the information there, and this program will be uploaded there. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.